Some people just seem to run hot. They like the windows open in winter. They usually can eat more without gaining weight. They may even live longer. A study published today in Science identifies a genetic pattern that may be responsible for this high metabolism. It seems to have evolved in response to cold climates. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
Sorry to say, life isn't fair. Bill Leonard, an anthropologist at Northwestern University, says some people really do burn calories more readily than others.
The why behind that is one of the great unanswered questions in human biology.
Leonard has been looking for clues to this mystery by studying people around the world.
People in the tropics tend to have relatively more sluggish metabolisms. Conversely, the populations that we study in the Arctic tend to have engines that run relatively hotter. They tend to burn calories at a relatively more rapid rate.
So it seems that people have adapted to their environments. But how? Douglas Wallace at the University of California, Irvine, has taken on this question by studying the evolution of the human race.
As people moved out of Africa into colder climates, what would be most detrimental to their survival would be the increasing cold that they were exposed to during the deep of winter or during glaciations.
To study this, Wallace has built an elaborate family tree for genes involved in metabolism. He says he has now found some genetic variations that evolved in people who went north to Europe and especially to Siberia. In today's issue of Science, Wallace pinpoints variations in genes that control our cells' energy production. Energy is produced by free-floating units within our cells called mitochondria. They produce chemical energy for the body in the form of a material called ATP, and they produce heat.
If you have a very efficient mitochondria, where almost all the calories go to make ATP, then, in fact, you can do more physical work, which is what the ATP allows you to do, per unit calorie consumed. However, such a person would be very subject to discomfort in a very cold environment.
People with mitochondria that produce more heat and less ATP, on the other hand, are more comfortable in the cold. They can eat more without gaining weight, and they are less likely to get some chronic diseases. Wallace has found some common genetic traits in people whose ancestors migrated through Siberia during the last ice age, and a similar trait for people whose ancestors lived in Northern Europe. Lawrence Gossman at Wayne State University School of Medicine says Wallace still needs to do some biochemistry to prove his case, but it's certainly an attractive idea, and it could be a window into some major public health problems like diabetes and obesity. Early humans used to find it beneficial to have slower metabolisms so they could store more fat.
But now that we mostly hunt and gather in supermarkets, that ability to have things turned into fat as rapidly as possible turns out to be perverse.
Understanding the evolution of these medical conditions can ultimately lead to an understanding of the underlying chemistry as well. That can help medical researchers find new drugs. But messing with such basic physiology can also be extremely dangerous. Doug Wallace says researchers some years ago tried a drug that tipped the balance to rev up a mitochondria's metabolic rate.
That increased the heat production of the people enormously, and they lost weight very rapidly, but then they died.
The effect was so strong the mitochondria simply didn't produce enough chemical energy to maintain the body. Wallace is moving ahead with more cautious proposals. He's developing a genetic test that will easily identify people who have inherited the genes for high metabolism, and he's thinking about less dangerous drugs to help people with lower metabolisms. Bill Leonard at Northwestern University says this isn't the whole story. There are bound to be other genes that influence metabolism as well.
Individual species and individual populations often come up with a variety of different solutions to the same problem.
But he says it's rare and valuable to trace the evolution of one of these traits through human history. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.